You're listening to SBS News.
Announcing yourself to the world is pretty terrifying because what if the world doesn't like you?
That was a question 18-year-old Finn Stannard had wrestled with for most of his teenage years. But by his final year of high school, he'd accepted who he was and he was ready to share it with the world. So at a school assembly in front of almost 1,500 of his male peers and 200 staff members, Finn announced he was gay.
The 4 years had been leading up to this speech. When I said it, I just felt this energy pass through me, and I felt that was the first time I'd really been proud of who I was. I could announce it to all these people before me.
Finn's parents, who were watching on nervously, were initially concerned there'd be a bad reaction. But this was the audience response. A standing ovation accompanied by a resounding round of applause that seemed to never end. Finn's mother, Megan Stannard, says she was overwhelmed by the support for her son in the school hall that day.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. The fact that Finn was supported, the fact that his message was heard, I was in tears. We were just so proud of him, so proud of the school and so proud of the boys. It was a truly special occasion.
Finn's message:
life living behind a mask is not what any person should have to live.
Was written for his 13-year-old self, but also for other young people who might be seeking acceptance. Micah Scott, the CEO of Minus 18, a national support network for LGBTIQ+ youth, says visibility is key to helping young people come to terms with who they are.
It's really easy to believe the misconception that you're alone and that your experience is like no one else's. So having someone else at high school in particular come out and be that visible person and really a role model. All young people need role models, and having that visibility is a huge support.
Dr. Paul Hine is the principal at St. Ignatius College, an all-boys Catholic school on Sydney's Lower North Shore. He describes it as a watershed moment.
I don't think that anyone chooses their eyes or their hair colour or how tall they are. I'm not sure anyone chooses their sexuality. That's who they are. And therefore, we need to be open to that and to accept it and to make sure that we live in communities of inclusion.
Finn, an aspiring high school teacher, is sharing his story against the backdrop of ongoing political division over whether religious schools can discriminate against gay students and staff. It's a debate that's continued despite the yes vote on same-sex marriage, which two of the school's most high-profile alumni, Tony Abbott and Barnaby Joyce, opposed. But Dr. Hine insists their opinion does not reflect the school's.
Because they're graduates of this school, those men, and certainly they are, and very respected alumni in their own right, absolutely. But they wouldn't necessarily be the spokespeople for the school on this issue, because there would be others that would hold views equally as strongly in another direction.
Finn, who once imagined he'd have to take his cousin to his end-of-year school formal, instead took his boyfriend Tom.
And being able to introduce all these boys and teachers to my boyfriend was great. I think what the best part was seeing all these other people with their dates, but not feeling any different.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.